I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. There's been a feeling, an inspiration to share a guided meditation. And if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, thank you. You might recall that in the first seasons, Timeout Tuesday was the day for such meditations. So if you'd like more, I invite you to go back to those initial seasons and enjoy those meditations as well. But today, the guided meditation that I'm inspired to share with you is about gratitude. And so I'll be meditating with you organically, nothing from notes, just going with the vibration. So the centering thought, the idea for this meditation is everything that you have now is something that you once wished for. So everything that you have now is something that you once wished for. And so as we contemplate that idea, I will encourage us first to center ourselves in the moment of now. So if you're able, I invite you to close your eyes and center yourself by first focusing on your breath. So we'll breathe in like a four count, hold for 2 seconds, and then exhale for four. So 4, 2, 4. Okay, breathe in through your nose and hold for 2 seconds, and then breathe out through your mouth. We'll repeat that twice. We'll breathe in, hold, then exhale. Good. One more time. Breathe in. Hold, and now exhale all thoughts, stress, worries. Just feel yourself being clear in this moment of now, focused only on the present moment. And as we imagine all of the things that we now have, we're going to expand that from just the idea of material possessions to wisdom, experiences, location, relationships, habits, surroundings. And as I list these things, I encourage you to call into your present moment experience all of these things that you've gained, changes that you might have made, things that you know now, things that you wouldn't allow now, boundaries that you've created, your own expansiveness, how you handle things, how you respond and react to things, how you've changed your life. Just sit in this energy, recognize all that you've done, the risks that you've taken, the fears that you've overcome, the leaps that you've made, the situations that you've walked away from, the people that you had to say goodbye to. And though it may have seemed very difficult in that moment, recognize now how you've grown, how you might have made those choices from a place of self-love and self-worth, congratulate yourself for that bravery, for that fearlessness. Bask in the warmth of your own glow. Recognize how you handle stress now versus how you might have handled it 10, 15 years ago, maybe even a year ago. How have you shifted to healthier habits? How do you manage your stress now? What are the things that you've learned to do for yourself? How have you helped others to learn how to do things for themselves? Celebrate the areas of your life where you are independent. Recognize your growth. And of course, we can always think of the other things that we could do to grow more, but in this moment, we're just celebrating how far we've come. We're celebrating where we are. We're celebrating what we've learned. We're celebrating how we deal with traumatic memories that might resurface. Are we able to get to a place of calm without outer assistance? If yes, this is wonderful. If we have healthy habits like meditation, we take ourselves on a walk, we remove ourselves from that situation. Right now, we give gratitude for that healthy habit. We recognize all of the ways that we have responded positively. We use that to anchor ourselves in this moment, creating a firmer foundation for how we'll continue to handle those challenging situations in the future. We recognize that where we are in our lives, what we're doing, where we're living, are all things we only once hoped for. We may have just wished for the opportunity to maybe live in a different city or country or home, having even a space for ourselves, having the opportunity to create something that we're extremely passionate about, congratulating ourselves for finding time to do that, for overcoming all of the voices, even our inner voices, that might have told us we couldn't do it. We recognize that we did. And that we are. And we celebrate that. We recognize the courage that it took us to change something about our lives, some aspect. Maybe we walked away from an unhealthy relationship or job or colleague or friend. And at that moment that we made that courageous choice, we may have been full of fear at the uncertainty that decision might bring. But we're looking back now and recognizing how that decision was the best possible thing we could have done. That we grew from it. And perhaps even the situation or person or workplace that we walked away from grew from it as well. We celebrate that. We recognize all of the times that we trusted our intuition. We celebrate that faith, all of those leaps of faith. And we recognize in this moment how it led us to a decision or location or place in our lives that is far better. We see our own growth. We see how our growth promoted the growth of those around us. Or even if it didn't, we planted seeds. We celebrate the way that we care for others, the way that we show love. Maybe we now are able to do that without expectation. We simply give from overflow. We don't wait for others to return that care. We care for ourselves. And we recognize maybe that others are only able to give to the level that they're able to give to themselves. So we see that when we give out of abundance, that means we're loving ourselves abundantly. And that is cause for celebration. Think of the ways that you support your community. Small gestures and large ones that promote positivity all around you. Let's celebrate those flowers that you planted in your garden, or those plants that you care for, or the tree whose roots you tend. See how that growth has promoted beauty or shade. Sacred spaces for meditation. We celebrate the time that you take out to smell the flowers, sit by the running water, relax under a shade tree, the time that you take for yourselves to read or enjoy tea, or to love on yourself, to look at yourself with this inner looking and recognize all that you have to be thankful for in this moment of now. Your health, your safety, your well-being, your connection to others, to spirit, to your truest self. Recognize the infinite and expansive nature of your truest self. Know the spaciousness of your own beingness. Feel it now by just saying to yourself, I am. Adding nothing to it, just saying, I am. Feeling your infinite self, the infinite possibilities that you possess for your life. And we give thanks for that realization, for that experience, for the oneness of all that is. So as we feel that expansiveness, shift your attention now to your heart center. Feel the love expanding outwardly in gratitude for all of these things, these experiences, these lessons, this strength, this love. Feel from and in this heart center how truly blessed you are. Give thanks with feeling. Feel and know this light of your own being that is emanating from this heart center. When you just say thank you, thank you. Feel that love expanding outwardly like a wave or infinite waves all around you. Like sound waves reaching out into infinity. You can place a hand over your heart center if you want and just say thank you. Thank you for this life, for these experiences, for this growth. For these relationships, for connection. For the very awareness that may sometimes be used to judge whether something is good or bad. We remove the judgments and we just remain in gratitude for that awareness itself. As we magnetize more and more things to be grateful for, we just sit silently as those blessings find their way into our heart. And we feel our heart growing and growing with more and more blessings. Our whole body is now becoming full of things to be grateful for. We suddenly recognize all of the magical experiences, the beautiful life that we're privileged to live. All of the beautiful relationships that we have. And we just sit in silence as we're overcome by these beautiful reflections, feelings, realizations. We know that we'll continue to magnetize and attract blessings as we continue to be grateful. And so I invite you to continue to sit in silence and stillness. And we'll take a few more moments here to just allow you to bask in the beauty of all that is good. Feel yourself smile, the magic in your life, the miracles that continue to happen. Those serendipitous moments that you could never have expected. The wrong turn that developed into a beautiful adventure. The unexpected delights. So as more of these blessings are attracted to us, Now we will just observe, feeling our heart expand and grow. All of these beautiful memories, these beautiful realizations of how we have expanded and grown. Let these beautiful experiences remind you that everything is possible. Know truly that you are free. Of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. May you stay in and as this energy. Feel gratitude for everything that is coming your way. Know that there are no losses, only lessons. And we continue to grow and learn and share with each new lesson. And as we give thanks, we know that we grow. Remember, gratitude is love. You are love. Namaste.